Hey, this is ZZ from my latest sponsor, ExpressVPN. You know, Netflix has different content available to users depending on where they're located. Netflix has thousands of shows, but you can only get access to a fraction of that because of where you are. If you're utilizing Netflix without using ExpressVPN, it's like paying for a gym membership but only being able to use the treadmill. So, how does this work? ExpressVPN lets you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located. They have almost 100 different server locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. I'm talking like Star Trek, the original series on UK Netflix, Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Canadian Netflix, Rick and Morty on French Netflix, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on Indian Netflix, the Harry Potter movie series on Australian Netflix. The list goes on and on. In the Easy household, we utilize ExpressVPN, and we've unlocked so much content that my family and myself can enjoy. But then you might be like, Eric, we can use other VPNs. No. Listen, blazing fast speeds, stream in HD with zero buffering, compatible with all of your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs, and more, and it encrypts your data. ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting your data so you can browse the web securely. Look, be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Zane. Don't forget to use my link at expressvpn.com/Zane to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free.
Hey, what's up? Man, we had a ball with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that happened Friday night, September 10th. I have a free view of the show, just a handful of minutes of the hour and 40 or so that we did with a live audience on Zoom. And my God, it just smoked. We had a hell of a time. Lots of laughs. And I want you to check it out. So enjoy this. I lifted a portion of Bet on Ben when Chris S. in Minnesota played. He's played before, and he's been it's not worked out. And the key thing to listen to is Chris, throughout this whole time, he looked like, oh, God. He just wanted it. He looked like a road rage guy. As he was, I don't know what was going on. It's all in there. So you'll be able to hear it. It was quite spectacular. Check the local news headlines to see if Chris S. is in the news in Minnesota, because we suspected he may become a story in the news. That's all I'll say. But I want you to check out the full show. One of the hardest things to do when it comes to listening to audio and podcast form is finding the right thing to listen to. So if you like my day-to-day free podcast, get in on the Patreon. So like for $5 or $10 a month, you're going to get so much material. I put hours and hours every single week up there on Patreon, up there like it's someplace. So anyway, $5 a month is for all of the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. That's for the super fan. But this is something where, you know, if you just want to try it out, you know, it's $5. Try it. See if you like it. If you hate it, cancel it. You get the rest of that month, of course. But if you like it, and I hope you do, I think you will, then, you know, you can roll it over to the next month or convert it to a yearly, and I will knock 10% off of the fee. So what would be $60 for a year is $54. What is $120 for the $10 a month is $108. So there you go. That's my pitch. That's how I keep the lights on for the past 3 years. So thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. Ben. Eric.
Chris, so hit your stupid phone. We'll bring you in here as you're driving around. How are you, Chris?
I'm all right. It's been a long day.
Yeah. You sound like somebody died or something.
Well, I don't know. Does it sound fine? I'm on my Bluetooth.
Yeah, it sounds fine. It sounds fine. Okay. Sounds fine. All right. It's over now. It's over.
Oh, it is, huh? No, it's not. Still got to drive home and meet the wife and, the kids and everything else. Smack them around a little bit. Oh, whatever.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that that's a not good moment? I mean, what the fuck?
That's how I would feel.
I don't know. It's always something lately.
All right. You're going to have to change that attitude real fucking quick, motherfucker.
See, that's why I'm still single.
Motherfucker sounds like Kenny.
Yeah, a lot of fucking Minnesota complaining going on there. What the fuck? All right, bitch. Crybaby. Ben, how's the music sound in your end?
It's good.
All right, Chris. Let's see if you can get things started. I sure as fuck hope you lose after that horseshit comment you just made.
Yeah, we don't need any excitement in your life.
What major city is on an island in the St. Lawrence River? I'm sorry, let me back that up. What major Canadian city is on an island in the St. Lawrence River? Chris, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
Okay, I'll read it one more time.
Yeah.
What major Canadian city is on an island in the St. Lawrence River?
Man. I've never even heard of the St. Lawrence River.
Well,
you're going to pull it out of your ass just like the
probably.
Last time.
Chris has bet against you.
Yeah.
If you get it wrong, Chris gets $1. If you pull this out of your ass again,
yeah,
it's over for him. And I hope it is.
I'm going through all the Canadian cities that I know. At least, maybe they're provinces. I don't know how Canada works.
You're right.
Like, you know two of them and that's it or what?
Well, Ben, I will tell you that there are cities and there are provinces in Canada.
Oh, I'm screwed. I'm just going to go with the first one that sounded right in my head, which is Quebec. Wait, I hope you're laughing because I got it right. No.
Oh, Chris. No. You, in fact, Ben, you named
a province.
A province, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that right? Yeah, Quebec is big. The correct answer is Montreal.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Which I think Montreal is in Quebec. So.
Oh.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. E-U-F-Y official.com/videolock.
Well, that works out great.
That's $1 for Chris. By the way, I see a lot of cats in the audience today. I know that Aram's sweet cat was, and I love the fact that Aram's cat and the dog get along. That's so nice. And then Pelerito's cat is getting in the way. That's awesome. That's enough Dr. Doolittle horse shit. I don't know why I'm so interested in it.
My cat and dog do not get along.
Yeah, same here. What started, Ben, in 1849 when gold was discovered at Sutter's Mill? Chris, are you going to bet on or against Ben? Just thinking.
You fucker, you can't even see your fucking face because you're covering it.
That's, no. That's the point.
Chris, I want you to make sure you keep your eyes on the road, you dumb bastard, or it's really going to be a rough Friday. It's bad enough you got to go see your fucking wife and kids.
And all those damn...
It's going against you, Ben.
Okay.
What started in 1849 when gold was discovered at Sutter's Mill?
Oh, boy.
If you get this wrong, Chris is going to go murder his family. It will have $2.
Chris Benoit.
I feel like I should know this, but I don't. I have absolutely no idea what this is.
Some frustrated looks from
I was going to say.
People. Getting a little frustrated with you.
I can't help it. I just don't know.
Hey, Ben, be you, motherfucker. You be you.
I've never learned about it, whatever it is.
You know, sometimes you just, who knows? Sometimes, well, you've been known to throw shit out and get it right.
Yeah. For some reason, this popped in my head. I'm just going to say Louisiana Gold Rush.
Well, you know, you're much closer than you think, Ben.
Oh,
it's the California Gold Rush.
Oh, damn.
My God. Wow. You know, I mean, geez, man.
So what was it? Sutter Farms? Is that what you said?
Sutter's Mill was Mill. Then we, you know, put all those people, they went out there and built the railroads because we were hauling shit out of there, you know.
So that was the tip off that it was in California.
And as soon as that they found gold, they're like, fucking A. And then that was all they did was look for gold. And they found a lot of it. They still find gold there. All right, that is $2 for Chris in Minnesota.
All right.
The next question. What is the oldest college in the United States? Chris, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
He shouldn't know this. Against.
Well, you never know. Wow. Ben, he's going against you. We're looking for the oldest college in the United States. Chris is playing the odds. There's a lot of colleges here.
There is.
If you get this wrong, you'll match, and Chris will have $4.
Fuck. I want to know one of these questions so I don't seem so stupid.
Joanna, how are you? Thumbs up. Is this fun? Are you enjoying this? Okay, good.
Thumbs up if you know the answer.
Yeah, if you're an audience member and you know the answer to this, thumbs up. I see at least one.
Oh,
I see
my
two.
God.
Kate thinks maybe. She's not sure. Nick thinks he knows it.
All right, I'm just gonna throw some shit at the wall. I'm going to show me Harvard. Get it out of here.
It is Harvard.
We were just talking about that, that an alum from Harvard was like one of the judges at a Salem witch trial.
Yeah, thanks.
Way back then.
Great story.
Thanks for that horrible bitch.
Yeah. He walks away. Arum, I'm so sorry. Chris, I'm not sorry. I'm so happy you lost. All right.
Good.
Get it. Change your attitude and go give your wife a hug and then fillet her. That's what you need to do.
Oh, yeah, because that's really going to happen. Uh-huh.
Let the kids watch.
Not with that. Let the kids watch. That's it. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You want more? Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Bye-bye.